Jiddle, who had not spoken until now, shrugged.
Well, sir, how do you expect us to build this house of yours without any tools to do the job?
Trigget answered flatly, leaving no room for arguments.
You can dig with your paws. You've got paws, haven't you? And there's plenty of fallen trees on this island without having to chop any down. Anything else you need? Well, I'm sure you can think of a way to get it done. After all, yous are the bright young uns with brains. Me? I'm only a poor crazy beast. Go on now, get to it, before I decide to go fishing for big, wild, starving pikefish. They'll rip anything to bits, even a nice little mousey like this and...
Trigget lingered near the water's edge, staring the surface and watching the pike rise. Their long, sinister, greenish-brown bodies with lime-hued spots, their ravenous jaws gaped wide in search of food. The sleek monsters gathered, waiting. Mouse Babe Diggler tugged on the rope to get as far away from the water as he could, pleading with his friends.
Hurry up and build a big house, Diggler, not like this beast. Whoa, he smell awful. Pew, stinky.
Jinty saw Trigget beginning to tug on the rope, eyeing the water. She called sternly to Diggler.
You naughty little slip. Don't talk about Mr. Trigget like that. Mind your manners, please.
It was an uneasy truce and a very wet one at that. On the tacit agreement that the smallest babes would be more hindrance than help, the main participants began work. With a pointed twig, Tura scratched out a rectangle on the ground. Inside of this shape, they commenced clearing grass, ferns, brush and other vegetation. They toiled away, with steam rising from their sodden coats. After a while, Jinty complained.
Oh, my back's killing me. I can't carry on like this. I'll have to lie down and rest.
Midda muttered gruffly to the young Witherspike maid.
Just keep going, mate. Try not to think of your aches and pains. But just imagine what we'll do to that scabby nutbag when we get the chance. That'll help.
Surprisingly, it did. Midda smiled inwardly, listening to the hog twins gritting savagely in low voices as they tore out roots and stones from the muddy ground.
I'll strangle Twigget fat with my own paws when I get hold of the brute.
Aye, working us like slaves and threatening to have our mouth babe eaten by a pike. Oh, just give me a short time and a long stick. By thunder, I'll throw him.
Tura rubbed shoulders with the seething pair.
Not even I get to him first, he won't. I'll feed him, not Diggler, to the pikefish, scrap by scrap.
Midda chuckled.
That dirty, filthy old scum. The fish'll spit him back as soon as they get a mouthful of Trigget, believe me.
Jinty could not suppress a giggle.
Maybe that'll be our way off this island. Feed the crazy hog to the pike and poison them all.
Jiddle did a fair impression of a pike which had tasted Trigget's flesh.
Yuck! Oh, help me! I'm poisoned! Going mad and dying all at the same time!
Tura joined him.
Yeah, and I think we imagine that he was our friend, girl!
Trigget Frapp's harsh voice cut into their merriment.
Shut up! And keep working! I don't know what you lot have got to laugh about. Now work, or I go fishing.
Saturated, mud-spattered and sore-pawed, the young captives laboured on in silence. However, Trigget could not stop them thinking their vengeful thoughts.